Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Welcome to Best Insurance Law Podcast, the broadcast about timely and important legal issues affecting the insurance industry. I'm John Zuba, manager of Best Insurance Professional Resources. We're very pleased to have with us today expert service provider Richard Rosenblum. Richard is a licensed multi-state real estate broker. He provides litigation support and advisory services for all aspects of residential real estate. As an expert witness for residential real estate agent and brokers related case reviews and testimony, Richard has extensive experience and knowledge to their standards of care requirements and expertise pertaining to negligence and malpractice. Richard is a certified fraud examiner, certified financial crime specialist, and is a former federal agent. Richard, we're very pleased to have you with us again today.
Thank you, John. If I can give a quick disclaimer, and that's that I'm not an attorney, and my comments on what we're going to speak about today should not be considered an expert opinion applicable to any one individual or any specific scenario. Every case is different. Discussion will be at a 30,000-foot view from above. John, I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Appreciate having you as well, Richard. Today's discussion is common cases prevalent in the real estate E&O space. So, Richard, for our first question, what are real estate brokerages currently experiencing as their most prevalent E&O claims exposure risks?
John, what I'm seeing is failure to disclose material facts, a breach of fiduciary duty, negligence, failure to exercise due care, failure to properly advise and recommend to their clients, errors in listings and in advertising, breaches of contract, fair housing or discrimination issues, agency and commission disputes, and cyber and data breaches. Those are the top tier issues. And of course, there's more. There's plenty more issues out there, but those are the top tier.
So, Richard, what could be done to reduce the risk?
Best thing that agents and brokers can do is maintain written communications and documentation of everything and keep it clear. Verbal communications should be supported by emails or text to memorialize verbal communication. Disclose. Everything and anything that needs to be disclosed should be disclosed early and often. Verify facts when questionable issues and red flags arise, and use checklists whenever possible.
Richard, what are some other recommendations that are out there for brokerages that want to reduce their risk?
Invest more time and money in their compliance training and in their infrastructure. Computers can be used to systemize and save time and overall expense if they have the right infrastructure in place and the right training tools.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Richard, what's most vulnerable at a real estate brokerage?
John, people are always the weak link in a system, and that's where the focus should be on making sure that the system, and you're going to hear that repetitively from me, and that's training, and the people are the most vulnerable.
And Richard, one final question today. In your opinion, what's the number one recommendation you have for brokerages interested in reducing their E&O claims exposure?
Recognize that there are many agents that are new in the business and others that may be experienced but have not had the appropriate compliance training, perhaps in many years. Secondly, setting the tone at the top with regard to the importance of the standard of care and professionalism in the field. To put the importance and training on par with the degree of of momentum and importance that they put on the sales training, and not treat the compliance element as a second tier importance.
Richard, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, John.
You just listened to Qualified Member Expert Service Provider Richard Rosenblum, and special thanks to today's producer, Frank Vowinkel. And thank you all for joining us for Best Insurance Law Podcast. To subscribe to this audio program, go to our webpage, www.ambest.com/professional resources. If you have any suggestions for a future topic regarding an insurance law case or issue, please email us at lawpodcast@ambest.com. I'm John Zuba, and now this message.
Best Insurance Professional Resources features valuable insurance industry content, including searchable profiles of client-recommended insurance attorneys, adjusters, and expert service providers. Brought to you by AM Best, known worldwide as a respected source of insurance industry news and information. Visit ambest.com/claims resource. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.